All right, welcome to the Human Podcast. We have a guest this week, and we kind of just jump right into it. So this is a intro that I did after the fact. We got fucking Courtney's nephew, JJ. So that's the other kid you hear talking. And jump right in. Boom.
I left the house already once today.
Yeah.
She's like, I had to get ass cream for myself.
I did.
She did.
I needed that white stuff.
The white stuff. I can supply. I can just come.
You've already given me a very generous donation.
Yeah, but I just fucking right inside the fucking pussy because, you know, I can just come right in there. No
what
worries.
What else is it for now?
She's had her uterus removed.
I don't know what that is, but...
Yeah, he's like...
She can't have kids anymore.
Oh. Wait, did you go to school in California?
Yeah.
You don't even know what that is. I mean, they just want more fucking people out there. They're just like, dump inside her.
It's disappointing.
You can get her pregnant. It's fine.
Yeah, no, I don't want to get no one pregnant.
That's a good stance.
Yeah. Your girlfriend's on birth control, right?
Oh, shit, he has a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Look how long his hair is.
Shit, she's definitely pregnant right now. She's, like, getting, like, plan B and just, like, popping them like Pez. But, like, man, fucking having them dump inside me, great.
She has an IUD.
Oh, fucking even better.
Okay, yeah. Thank fucking God.
They're the shit.
She just got that shit, though, so
it's like... It's like a DUI, but backwards.
That shit honestly sucks. When I figured out how you got that shit, I was like... Wow, like what the fuck?
See, all you have to do really is just put it on the tip of your dick and just, you know, all the way in, and, you know, it's as far as your dick can reach anyway, so you ain't gonna hit it no more.
No, it goes in way deeper than a dick. It has to be into the
You had an IUD.
It goes like in your fucking stomach type shit, huh?
Yeah, no, it's like way the fuck
you
up here.
You only ever felt the strings, not the actual device.
Yeah, let me fucking fix up your mic for you.
Oh, this. Yeah. It's like here.
Yeah, because Courtney has it to where she, like, lays down.
Yeah.
She lays down.
She's like, I need to lay down.
She does.
She's like, yeah. I'm
a lady of leisure.
I'm like, relaxing over here. Why the fuck not?
She's like, I can't do nothing.
You always relax, huh?
Like when she first started the podcast, she'd be like, oh, my God. And then she'd be, like, on her phone just, like, looking at porn, like, the entire time.
He's making fun of me for is porn. The fact that, it, like, I'm on my phone watching porn. I'm not watching porn
all the time. I love that. No. You're definitely fucking watching goddamn porn.
A little bit. I mean, some of the stuff we mention is fucking weird. I mean, sounding like...
Oh, trust me.
Remind me what sounding is again.
Sounding.
Pretty much
urethra.
Yeah, I got it. I don't know why they call it sounding, though. It's nothing like how underwater ultrasound works at all.
It's probably because the sound the man makes after a fucking rod goes in his dick.
Oh, maybe.
What the fuck? That happens?
That's
yeah, that happens. There's videos of that shit on the internet.
Oh my God, he's so innocent. Should we really be doing this to him?
Yeah,
I've seen shit like that.
No, I warned Courtney. I'm like, are you sure you want your nephew up in this bitch? Because he's going to fucking learn some shit.
Hey, no, I've seen a lot of crazy shit.
But you know, the fucking, you know, young blood over here, you know, go ahead and introduce yourself to the fucking, like, three people to listen.
Three people? I'm JJ.
He's JJ the jet plane.
The jet plane.
Yeah. No, I used to make fun of him all the time. And
oh my
say,
God, I remember
JJ
that show.
The jet plane.
Yeah, we don't
you
fucking.
You were the first one that mentioned it, Alex.
I don't even
oh my,
you're
I
like,
did.
Oh, like JJ the jet plane.
Oh my God, yeah. That was so mean.
And then
of
that's
me.
Why I started making
I'm so sorry.
Fun of
him. I don't even know what that is.
That's
okay.
Like
it's
even
like
sadder.
A kid's,
although
TV.
I guess it's a good thing you don't know.
Do you remember, like, the days of Blue's Clues and all that shit?
Yeah, I watched
Blue's
Clues.
Way back in them fucking days, there's, like, a shitty, like, budget cartoon called JJ the Jet Plane. I don't remember what it was about.
I don't think
it was a rip-off of Thomas the Choo-Choo Train.
Oh, it was?
It was 100%.
I never realized that before.
Thomas the Choo-Choo Train. I want to watch that.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was a cartoon version.
It was worse, though.
With like, horrible CGI.
It was so much worse.
And... You know, they, like, fucking flew in the air and learned lessons about friendship or some dumb shit.
That's weird.
Yeah, we just don't talk about JJ the Jet Plane no more. But
it's an embarrassment on society.
I mean, it's, like, you know, more embarrassing than fucking, you know, Germans having Hitler. It's like,
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I don't think it's
It, yeah, it's that bad.
Don't be the mediator. That's no fun.
That oh my God.
Yeah, Courtney's over here being like,
I loved CG the jet plane when I was little.
Yeah, Courtney's over
That's
here being
sad like, to admit.
You love
shut
everything.
Shut up. So did you. So shut you up.
Everything. I had very limited options of what I got to watch on a screen.
These bitches love Clifford the Big Red Dog and everything.
Yeah, I know. Don't hate on Clifford.
Imagine you watching yeah, don't hate on Clifford.
Yeah, I'm going to hate on Clifford hard.
No, she was a shining example of how to properly take care of your dog.
Yeah, yeah, how are you going to take care of, like, fucking just, you know, give
they
it to
it. They live on the Catalina Island, for God's sakes.
Give it to, like, an African country and feed them for a year.
I mean, that also can't be denied.
Jesus, like,
wait,
fucking.
Do they eat dogs in Africa, too?
Yeah, of course. They eat anything. They'll eat a bug they over in Africa.
Cats.
They'll eat each other.
Yeah, I know.
You do understand what happens when you eat crab, right? You're eating their, like, cousin.
Food.
Supposedly, cockroaches food. Taste exactly like shrimp.
You eat what?
Cockroaches taste like shrimp.
You need to get off the weed. See, this they is taste JJ. Like this shrimp. Is what happens when you're on fucking weed.
I don't know.
No,
what
this
weed
is what happens when you have an extended knowledge of biology.
I know you know what weed is. You're from California. Don't even play. Hey, I'm just like Jay's over here. I don't know nothing about no weed, man.
Smacked right now.
No, like we were joking myself. Earlier that I was the only sober one in the car. Oh. Because I drove her to the store and to pick up JJ because
I got kidnapped. It was
my
fun.
Sister's dumb.
God, like JJ looks stoned as fuck right now. He's like he's all squinty eyed right now. It's like, oh man.
He had cotton mouth earlier. It was funny.
Oh, well, it's just I don't know.
Man, fucking weed is the greatest. I have a job that I can't do weed.
It sucks for you.
He said I can't do weed.
I can't do the weed, man.
Like
it sucks.
Or anything.
Man, like, I feel like a square. Like, you know, come up to some cool kids, like, smoking weed. I'm like, you want a hit of this? I'm like, man, I can't, though. You know, I, like, fucking, you know, have my pocket protector with all my pins in it. And, like what a fucking nerd. I'm like,
What's
yeah.
wrong with pocket protectors?
Oh, my.
And I have, like, helped them beat myself up. I'm like, I get it. I'm like, get that nerd. Yeah, doesn't smoke weed.
True.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is pretty much what the fucking podcast is, JJ.
It's the podcast.
Yeah. We just fucking talk mad shit.
Yeah, I know. I can see that.
And like, we talk mad shit about her dad.
Her dad.
He makes fun of my dad.
Like what?
He, like, thinks my dad, like, he was, like, hoping that my dad
Dude,
was, like,
your
semi,
dad did
like,
one time with
retarded.
Me?
What?
He gave me a whole ass pipe, and he gave me, like, hella bud, too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, you want some weed? He was like, I know you smoke weed. I was like, yeah, I'm down, kind of.
Yeah,
he was like, there's
I mean, come on.
Second I saw his hair, I'm like, he smokes weed for sure.
By the time my sister was around, my mother had just given up on like controlling substance abuse use. And at that time, she like just
your fucking care. Cord's all fucked.
Huh?
You're not holding your cord right.
What?
No. She said she could do it.
She's like, I can do it. I can hold this cord.
How do you do it? Can you hear
hey,
me
you're
now?
Yeah. The podcast.
Oh,
then.
Okay. So you have to hold it forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just figure it out.
Sorry if I was cutting out.
She was cutting out hard. She was cutting out like a fucking emotional teenager.
Oh, God. I was so high, I didn't even notice.
Really?
Yes.
Seriously?
I think I could just hear you like from over here.
Nah, like when you fucking produce the fucking podcast, you're like, I can tell when someone's being shit and I can't hear the fucking mic.
Okay. All right. You can hear me now, though.
It's okay. We don't need to hear you. You know,
what?
Hey, we don't need to hear you
say. Oh, my God.
I keep
he probably
back.
Started already, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, no, it's been fucking running for, like, the
he
last 10
forever
minutes.
Forever ago.
I figured.
Yeah, I just didn't do the fucking intro on this one. I can just do it fucking in the post.
Oh, okay.
I can just be like, you know, like, by myself in a room, be like, hey, welcome to the fucking podcast. Check it out. We got a new guy, you know.
A new guy.
And then fucking just jump right in. Mm-hmm. That's the power of editing. That's the power of audacity.
Yeah.
It's the power of having two fucking computers, too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
your
see,
laptop's good.
I know, right?
I've seen one of those.
What yeah, JJ's over here with a fucking Mac. You know.
Hey, duh.
Don't be hating on
I have
Mac.
A good computer, but it's just at my house. It's just at my house.
Yeah, fucking desktops are where it's at.
That's what I have, a desktop.
Yeah. The
Alienware I showed you
one.
That. Yeah.
The one that I showed you.
Oh, God, don't come over it.
Right, like, Courtney doesn't even know what a fucking desktop is. She's like, this thing, It does a thing. It provides power.
Yeah, you build your own shit, huh?
Like, yeah. Like, yeah, you can see all my shit up there.
Yeah.
That's probably what I should have done.
Yeah, like, I never buy pre-builts, ever. For any fucking reason.
I probably should have done that.
I mean, it can be great to get, like, a starting area if you just want to have a working computer.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you want to get, you know, something where you know what's in it and know how to run the entire shit, then yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know about all that stuff. Yeah.
It's easy, I mean.
Yeah, I know, that's what people have told me. It's easy to build those. But I'm like, I don't know, I feel like I would mess it up.
How? It's like fucking, it's Legos. It's easier than Legos. It's like a fucking Lego set for a two-year-old. I know. It's like click, click, everything click clacks or zips.
Yeah.
And then you just screw it all in.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I wanted to go through like all those parts and stuff.
Literally, like there's, you know, 1, 2, 3 fucking parts.
Oh, where's the one that looks like the dice? Yeah.
It's on the other side. It's behind there. CPU. Just goes in, thermal paste, put it in 5 spots like fucking dice.
I need to get more RAM. My computer can't run Warzone. That shit sucks.
Oh, my computer can easily run Warzone.
Yeah, I know.
This one can run Warzone.
Yeah. Hey, how much was your laptop again?
That's a $2,000 laptop. Ugh. Yeah, it's fucking brutal. And you're like, oh shit, that.
And I can't believe they just didn't even require your signature, right?
No.
It was really weird.
Honestly, yeah, I'd fucking just find out who did it. Because we live kind of on a private, secluded road. And then I'd be like, everyone that lives down this road, find them. Just go up with a gun. Oh. I'd just be like an angry black man just going through. Like, yo, you steal my fucking computer?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And if they like act really scared, I'll just like steal their computer. And like by the end of the day, I have 25 computers.
Nice.
You know, white people get real scared anytime like anybody with like darker skin than them, you know, comes up and acts aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, you just go, you know, get on a fucking flight. If you're dark, get on a flight and be like, yo, you in my seat, you know, to like a fucking first class person. Works better on ladies, unless they're blonde and have Karen hair, because they'll fucking call the police on you.
Karen hair, really?
But you just find like a, you know, someone with like a fucking cross in their neck, and you know, you're like, yo, you in my seat, bitch, and they like, kick him out, and like, you go back to coach. I sit up here. I drink the fucking champagne. Fuck y'all.
Oh
it's like, God. Mommy, where are you going? I guess I'm going to back to coach, sweetie. You know, have fun. And, like, after the fucking flight, the, you know, the fucking, you know, mother is reunited with her kids. And it's like, Mom, I learned how to smack a bitch and fucking take pills.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We're going to go home and have some.
I don't think you'd waste money on that, though. You don't like flying.
Yeah, I'm also not black. Do you not get that point?
I
don't smack bitches too much. So I'm not a fucking professional.
I think you smack Alex all the time. So
yeah, like not in her face though. I don't make her give me money because she don't got none.
I don't.
I know.
She poor as fuck.
I am.
She's poor. Alex is so poor.
I chose a career field knowing I was going to be broke for my entirety, and I found a sugar daddy.
Shit, this bitch is so fucking poor. She has to go to Dollar Tree to get bread.
Dollar Tree.
Ew,
no, she doesn't. No,
she goes to Trader Joe's.
She goes to Trader Joe's on my fucking dime.
No, you just pay for my weed.
Yeah, you still owe me $40.
Yeah, I told you. Next paycheck.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. I've heard that before.
Next
yeah.
paycheck.
Last person paycheck. That fucking owed me money, I slashed their tires. Oh. Except I just bought your fucking tires.
I paid for my tires, thank you very much.
Yeah, but who got you all those fat-ass fucking discounts on them tires?
You did.
Yeah, exactly.
You did.
He works in...
I'm a truck driver,
driver.
Yeah, I'm important. I'm fucking.
Don't those get paid a lot? Like,
yeah,
to get paid hella.
Yeah, that's why I have hella shit.
$50,000, I think.
Yeah,
I get paid more than $50,000. I'll just let you know.
Yeah, but like that's like no overtime.
Yeah, I get fat fucking overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I have nice shit. That's why, like, I have a $2,000 computer.
True.
You're getting a motorcycle.
Yeah, I'm just
getting a motorcycle.
What kind?
a fucking NC700X Honda.
It's just like a street bike.
Huh? Yeah, street bike. True. I'm also looking at a fucking goddamn a Hayabusa. For no good reason. I have no business fucking looking at this goddamn bike. The fucking, you know, 1300cc bike. You know, he's like, it needs a wiring harness. I'm like, I can buy that and fucking fix it. And I know a guy that works on engines. So if it needs to be bored out, I can get it taken care of.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's like sweet temptation for him.
It is.
He really wants it, but he knows he has no business.
Yeah, because I'll fucking die and like, it'll be a fucking, you know, closed fucking, you know, Tupperware container.
Life insurance.
I have life insurance. This bitch gets, you know, $250,000 if I die.
Really? I make bank.
She'll be like crying, like wiping her tears with $100 bills. Like, oh no.
It'll last for like about a year, and by then I should have found another sugar daddy.
You can be a sugar mama. There's gonna be dudes
I'm not
like
paying for no pool boy.
There's gonna be dudes looking to dick you down for your money.
Oh my god,
no.
For your money.
Yeah, you're like, give me money, bitch. You know. And you're like, okay. Because he's like black and you just have to like find someone darker than me.
Why would I find someone darker than you? You are my optimal skin tone.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, not dark enough to be threatening, but still dark enough to be dangerous and make your father upset.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
It's perfect.
You're like Dad, fuck you. I'm fucking
That's
a black
like why
man.
Why she got together with him, quite honestly.
She's like, I got a Barack Obama boyfriend, Daddy.
Seriously.
God damn. Like he's gonna ride motorcycles and he smokes weed. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, don't tell your parents I smoke weed and I'm gonna be growing weed. Immediately goes home and tells her parents, he smokes weed and he's growing weed.
I've already defended myself on this subject multiple times.
Immediately.
I think you're kind of dumb. I can't believe you did that. Who did that?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, your fucking mic's all fucked
fucking
up again.
I know.
Hey, you keep fucking your mic
up. Oh my god.
Your mic's all fucked up. You ain't talking.
It is? Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm just going to go fucking buy a new XLR cable.
Sorry, guys.
I mean, no one cares.
No one cares.
There's
Can
three.
Can you hear me now, though?
I'm sure. There's like three people to listen to this fucking podcast. And it's Hank and fucking Ben are like two of them.
Oh my god. Who's the third?
Me!
Because I know Alex doesn't listen to it.
I do sometimes when I want to like self-reflect and see how I can improve myself.
Sure.
I'm like, cool. Thanks for the numbers, guys. 4 downloads this episode? Hell yeah.
Oh my goodness, guys.
It's actually over 100 fucking downloads a month.
Oh, really?
I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
We're like probably at 300 downloads a month.
Really?
Yeah. For some reason, I don't advertise this podcast. I don't put it out. I'm like, come listen to my podcast.
I have
an Instagram. I have a picture of my cat on there and a picture of my crashed ass truck on there.
Good job.
That's it. Because I fucking rolled my truck, JJ. Damn. Like a year ago. Fucking rolled it hard. And really? You know, like in the snow, and like the cab was all crushed in.
When I was 21.
Like a decade ago, we were all in a car accident.
I wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
On average, I crash a car every 2.5 years. I did the math.
That's bad.
Right?
They're women. What do you expect from them?
Thank you.
Hey, my mom drives crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I...
No, seriously, like...
I know I'm a bad driver.
I can't believe your mom, like... She's
told. Like I've seen your grandma drive. I've seen her drive.
Is my grandma bad?
Yeah, of course she is.
Yeah, she is. She is bad. She's bad.
No.
Dude, she drives like 40 miles per hour. It sucks.
Yeah, because she's old. That's what fucking old people do.
Their eyes can't focus at higher speeds. What do you want them to do? Drive blind?
Hey, every drive is like 2 times what it should be.
Yeah.
That's true, though.
She's like, she's like always stoned and she's just really good at hiding it. She's like, I've been stoned since the 70s. Fucking Burning Man, the first one was great.
Oh my god.
You know, I had a train ran on me.
Honestly, I wish my mother had that excuse, but she fucking doesn't.
Didn't she
like doesn't. No, seriously, when my dad first met her, he told a joke. She didn't get it, went out of the room the next, and like, you can hear, like, 15 minutes later, she bursts out laughing. Because she didn't fucking get it.
Oh, until then. Hey, nah, I know. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. No, it's, like, delayed with her.
It's very...
Or you have to explain it. Yeah, and by like, that time, it's not funny. It's, like...
It's just annoying.
Sometimes how you have
like,
to explain
like,
do you remember when your mom made you explain the If You Seek Amy song?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to do it.
The Britney Spears song. God. Oh, my God.
Just... My nephew is freaked out because he's going to my mom's. No, I'm not freaked out.
I've been there a lot of times.
His grandma's house. Oh, it's only 2 weeks.
I've been there a lot of times.
Yeah, I mean, like, she's an electrician, but she learned how to become an electrician back in the days of, like, you know, fucking oil lamps.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
So she knows how to, like, grab, like, a horse's balls and, like, make them go faster. Like, that's it.
She knows how to do the house's wiring and stuff and, like, different things.
Yeah, no, she rewired my parents' entire house.
Yeah.
Yeah, she knows how to do all that pretty good.
Yeah,
she
does.
Your dad always told me she did it for free. My dad always told me she did it for free.
Huh?
You're about to find out some secrets right now.
She did?
She did some of it for free.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
They were like, I think people would just give her things.
Really,
like,
really.
There was
really
dicks and drugs thrown around.
Oh my God, she shouldn't have done that.
Anything can be bought with dicks and drugs.
This is true.
Yeah. Dicks, tits, and drugs. It's going to be the name of the episode.
I got 2 out of 3.
I mean, dicks, you got,
tits,
you know,
and drugs.
Dicks, tits, and drugs.
Oh, okay.
She said,
I chicks. Don't have a penis.
You're getting penis.
Okay, I guess I do have all three.
So has I'm winning. All three.
I mean, Courtney, you should honestly just get a penis and, like, go do an OnlyFans.
An OnlyFans. I always see that shit on Instagram.
I'd get a strap on.
Yeah, just get a stretch. Well, just no, get a fucking actual penis. Don't be a baby about it.
No, I don't want to. I like my vagina.
That's gross.
Just start fucking blowing loads on the camera and be like, there you go, boys. And, like, you know, you can call them all faggots and shit. It'd be great.
Oh, my God.
And be like, oh, no. Guess what? Another load. Yeah, that's right. Pay me $20 a month, fag.
Oh,
you're, like,
my
looking
God.
At chicks with dicks.
Ah.
Like, I grew up in the 90s, so it wasn't okay to be gay. Oh, like JJ, like, rose probably,
them
like...
hippie days.
Yeah. He's, like, you know, woke. He's like, nah, it's okay, you know, to be trans and all that.
Nah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, no, JJ's, like, fucking growing up, like, in, like, you know, it's not okay to bully people. Like, I remember, like, we always had, like, one kid we'd bully.
Yeah.
And I remember that kid, his name was Lee. And like, he was like a snot-nosed fucking weird kid.
And Georgia ran someone off our bus because we hated her.
Oh, no, fucking Lee was all about it. He understood what it was, and he understood that he was a weird kid. And we'd be like, hey, Lee, go touch that kid over there. Oh. And he'd be like, oh, okay, God. Guys. And then he fucking, like, went over to, like, just touch him and freak out. Ugh.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah.
No, we bullied her until she... started taking a different bus.
And then she killed herself. How do you feel now? You caused a girl to kill herself.
She was super fucking annoying, so good riddance.
Yeah.
She said good riddance.
You're like, Georgia, get off the bus.
She broke the code, too.
She broke the code.
Yeah.
What, she snitched on someone getting a blowjob in the back of the bus?
She probably would have. She was like that. But no, she'd go after other people's guys.
JJ seems like he's a cool kid that gets a blowjob in the back of the bus.
Probably.
No, I don't do it in, like, in front of other.
In front of, no, you just be
that's
like,
weird, I couldn't do that.
Nah, like, we had one kid named Brogan in my high school. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he got fucking head in the back of the bus. I mean, he for sure pulled his dick out, like, quite a few times.
No, I've heard about some shit like that, but.
I've seen his dick, like, and, like, he, like, during PE, he'd run around the fucking locker rooms naked as fuck, and I'm like, Brogan, what the fuck are you doing, bud?
I hate dudes like that. Just in the locker rooms, taking showers and shit.
Nah, it was just the fucking norm back in the day. Yeah, you know, and you just, you know, you'd stick out your tummy a little bit more so the fucking gym teacher wouldn't notice you and finger your butthole after class.
Oh my God.
Hey, the gym teacher.
Yeah, but like, you don't, like, after you get out, you don't want to, like, look too ugly because the fucking janitor will be like, hey. Like, come, I have private access to all the areas. And it's like, oh, god damn it.
Ew.
Yeah. She said ew. Fucking, you know, you grew up in the fucking 90s, so it was not okay to finger fucking high school girls no more. Be blessed. Aww. In the 70s and 80s, yeah, fucking girls were getting fucking fingered by the principals.
I thought were hot.
Would you get fingered by them?
Yeah.
Your fucking mic's out again.
Yeah.
No, I've been holding it in the same spot. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yeah, she wants to get fingered by teachers.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't have minded.
Oh, my God. Is that the only way you passed your classes?
You're, like, you're out there, like, sucking their dicks. Like, hey, mister.
No, just they liked me. Like, my teachers, like, liked me.
It's because you BS so good.
I know, right? I finally figured out who I got that from. You're my dad. You know what? He was, so I guess, like, he's got two girls that like him.
Your dad has two girls that like him?
My. Your dad's got game?
Your sister was telling me.
No, so he's.
Your mic's out again.
Siri, I didn't even move it. Can you hear me?
No.
No?
Like, pull it in.
Pull it in?
Yeah. Like,
can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how it works. I know how to fucking do this. I'm a strong, independent woman.
Oh my God.
She's like playing that one song. Whatever doesn't hurt you makes you stronger. Yeah.
That sounds like a terrible song.
It is a horrible song, and it's like Oprah's theme song, I guess. Oprah. You know, fat black women, you know, and all white women love them.
Oh my God.
You know, you're like, yeah.
Oh, so he had two girls that he didn't call while I was there. He's like, yeah, I have to come up with an excuse, an story.
I had my daughter here.
He manipulated both of them and, like, got them to, oh, my God. It was, like, totally, like, me. How I could do that and make someone blame themselves for, like, shit.
Yeah, be like, these dumb bitches.
Yeah.
And then give them, like, a double blowjob. It's like, I'm just gonna fucking wave my hands here, my little lobster claws, you know. Oh, you know, this is why I want him to be retarded. This is like, big. Can you give me a blowjob?
Oh, yeah, and seriously, like, wants my dad awful. To be retarded.
I want him to be retarded so bad.
He's not.
Like, I know he's not, but I want him to be. You can just turn thunder? On your headphones. Yeah, that's thunder. It's fucking storming outside. That's why the fucking light went weird.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I know. It's fucking Colorado. It's because our state's on fire. So is yours, so.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
You're like, I can't even tell. Compared to California, we're always on fire.
Yeah.
You're from California, right?
Hot as hell, yeah.
Okay, I'm like, I'm just taking a wild guess. I'm like, long hair, smoking weed. He's from California.
Yeah, he is.
I'm from California.
He's just missing a surfboard.
Why would the fuck would he bring a surfboard out here?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't do that surfboard.
Yeah, I mean, it's either surfboard or skateboarding.
Which do you do?
I'm neither. I'm from North Dakota, bitch.
No, you're from California, so which one do you do?
I fucking skateboard, and I'm fucking...
You know what he does? He does a little
you're right.
Tech deck. That's what he does. Tech decks. That's his skateboarding.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah. And I'm
he
like,
told me that he used to be really good at it, too.
Fucking bitches would get wet and suck my dick.
Of course they would.
In my head.
Tech deck.
I beg.
That's his thing.
I beg, bitch, come on over here and suck this dick. And they're like, oh, wow, you can do that on a little fucking skate park? And they're like, I'm like, yep. Yeah, I can. Like, fucking nerd.
No, that means you're good with your fingers.
I mean, like, ugh. I mean, like my first, like, fingering was, like, you know, probably, like, something like this. Like,
Was it like that, Alex?
It was like zombie fingers. You know, she wasn't the first one that got fingered by me.
I wasn't.
I know,
thank
but
God.
His first experiences, right?
Yeah, I mean, like,
I'm sure my first experiences weren't great either.
Shit, you've bit my dick multiple times.
I have apologized multiple times.
You can't. She's like, I apologize for biting your dick. It's like, that's not a oops, you know. That's a, you know, oh man, I gotta get better. I gotta get my teeth removed.
But, I tried.
But even grandma gummies are sharp, too. JJ's learning a little too much over here. I'm like, oh, it's like, grandma gummies, where are those?
Nah.
So it sounds like fucking vitamins for a grandma.
I could.
They should make those grandma gummies. Fucking take your daily vitamins. Just replace them with cyanide. Be like, die, bitch. Just fucking die. Oh, old racist grandmas. Be like, yeah, get out of here. Oh, I don't like your kind around me. Like, racist grandmas are the greatest.
No, they're not.
Because they are really careful with their words sometimes.
Sometimes.
And like, when they're really careful, they're the fucking great. Because they will never step over the line, but they'll, you know, teeter on it. I don't like your kind around here. You better get out of this area before something bad happens.
Because they're so terrifying.
Yeah, they'll fucking call the cops. You know, they see a black man walking down the street. They have, you know, their phone out and they like dial 911 and just wait for some shit to happen. Just like, do something. Oh, like, they That's whisper funny. Slurs under their breath. They're like, you know, and I'm like, and they just like wait till they get to like their fucking, you know, bingo that night so they can like openly fucking be racist. They like wear their MAGA hat and like, yep. Let's do this.
Oh, my God.
You're like, B1, like, Nick, I mean, bingo.
No, my grandma's kind of like that now. It's really weird. She used to not be like that. I think, like, her something with her mind might be going.
Yeah. Fucking she's reverting back to her childhood where it was okay to throw, like, empty bottles at black people.
Oh.
Yeah, no, she commented on her pink hair. Because I showed a wedding photo, and she's like, oh, wow, she's got huge boobs.
And that's not anything to do with the pink hair.
And commented on your hair.
She's like, oh, she has pink she's not a pink hair. Anymore. She's a spinster. She's going to fucking, you know, die at 20 and have no man to take care of her. Whatever is going to happen.
Oh, my the God. Destitution.
Oh, man. Old people.
I said that word wrong.
That's probably what you're dead.
The prostitution is the word you're looking for.
Prostitution?
These fucking whores sucking dick for money. You know, like, I wouldn't pay for it because you can get, you know, a blowjob faster than you can get $5 out of a bitch, but...
You know, I would do porn if I was in better shape. I would do porn.
Just do porn. You know? Like,
there's an entire subset for women like us.
Do porn, but God. Do not advertise it on your Facebook.
Ever.
Dear God. You know how many fucking girls that are on my fucking Facebook, they're like, I have an OnlyFans, message me for the link. I'm like, no. I've known you since you were a child. I am not, no. I cannot. What the Absolutely hell? Not. I'm like, yeah, you know, my wife's out of the room. What's it fucking
link? Shut up!
Yo, hit me up with that. You got a discount code too?
A discount code?
Yeah. It's like, yeah. And I'm like, I like log in. I'm like, oh, this is all garbage. Fucking, you know, pasties over the nipples, panties on.
Oh, that's sad.
I don't know. I haven't actually fucking, you know, you can go to my OnlyFans. I'm like fucking...
You're just there for the dudes.
I'm there for the dudes, which is like the gayest fucking thing you could ever say about me. Like, man, what a fucking faggot. He's going to hit 40, go for his prostate exam, and then, you know, come home and be like, I'm gay. Oh, and then my wife's going to like pull out a fucking strap-on and be like, I was ready for this. Day one.
Ew.
Fucking, you know, strap-on from the year 2000. Year of our Lord.
Gross. Jeez. It would be so dusty.
I know. She'd like blow it off. She's like... And, like, fucking, like, spores fly off of it. She's like, get ready, boy. And I'm like, oh, no. Okay, I'm not that gay.
She has one. Look
over here. Oh, that's Dick Rambone.
That's Dick Rambone. Hey, that's weird.
Yeah.
It's a novelty.
Hey, it's not a novelty. Courtney uses it daily, so don't touch it.
Don't. You bought me one, so I should know.
Sheesh.
I like things that vibrate.
I'll just get like a vibrator and put it on there.
Oh, can you imagine if that thing vibrated? It'd be so loud.
Oh my God.
Just put like a car engine on it. But just like a jackhammer attachment to it. It's like vibrating like crazy. Oh, and like your mom will be like, this is my favorite toy.
Oh no.
JJ's like, that's my grandma you're talking about. It's like, your grandma's definitely getting dick down. Like, if you don't want to have to go visit her, like, get, like, you know, her boyfriend some dick pills and keep them busy. They'll stop calling.
Johnny definitely needs
some dick pills.
Johnny.
Is that his name?
His stepdad.
Your fucking mic keeps on cutting out.
It does?
Yep. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, can you keep on moving
around? I'm so sorry, guys.
Yeah, we don't care.
My hand's cramping.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I offered to take that fucking mic. And you're like, no! I am a grown woman.
She's like, ugh.
I watched Oprah today, and she said something about free cars. I wasn't in the audience, but... Because I can't afford the free ticket.
No, babe, we're white. We can only go to Ellen.
Oh, my God.
Ellen is like a fucking Karen.
Fuck your,
she is.
Your mom watches Ellen so much.
Does she?
Really?
Of course she does.
I think your mom's a lesbian then. Ellen. She's like sitting there fantasizing.
She probably is. She's totally in denial for so long. That's why she's gone through
Dude, Ellen's
so many
fucking
guys.
Wife is a fucking 10.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Have you seen fucking Ellen's wife? God damn, I'd smash, but she wouldn't let me.
Ellen like cheat on her wife or something?
Probably.
Of course she did. She's an asshole.
Like, yeah. She's rich. That you're expected to. I expect Donald Trump to cheat on his wife. That's why after Stormy Daniels bullshit came out, like, no one gave a fuck.
He didn't.
Yeah, you know, they're like, yeah, that's fine. I still love him for the money.
I mean, that's respectable.
I mean, I'd be a fucking whore. If I was a chick, like, any dude, if they're a chick, they'd be such a huge whore. Stigma be damned. We'd have so much money, we'd rule the world. Like, if like, everything was just, like, Freaky Friday, like, all the way from the males to the females, like, boop, like, the women would just rule the world, just nonstop. Like, the men would be like, what am I supposed to do with this fucking, you know, weird penis? Ugh. Like, the feminists would be like, I'm going to chop it off. I'm going to chop it off right now.
Of course. Oh, my God. The man-haters would rise to the top instantly.
No, like, these
We would do nothing to stop them.
Yeah, and like, you'd have a fucking penis, and you're like, I need to stick it in something. And you're, like, putting it in couch cushions, like children.
Oh, God. With the, like, with the trash bags.
I just remember one Netflix show where he has the lady pillow.
I need to get myself a lady pillow with, like, a hole in it.
Yeah.
With the hole.
It was disgusting.
With two holes. Give me three. Give me three holes in that lady pillow. One on the back. Make it brown on the back. Oh, put like melt like a Snickers bar in there just for like realism.
That's gross.
Have my wife, you know, like fucking suck off the Snickers bar, but like, it's chocolate, it's fine. But you know, it's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts.
And she'll be like, oh no, this is horrible. But it tastes pretty good. And he's like,
like Snickers bars. I just can't eat them.
And, like, one day, like, I'll, like, put, like, actual shit in there. It's like, ah!
No! Why would you do that to me?
She'll go, like, hard on it. Like, oh, man! Like, just like, ha! Ha!
Ew. Although, to be honest, I think I've had worse in my mouth at my job.
Ew. Just don't.
What, like,
even
Dr. Olson's penis?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was worse.
Worse than Dr. Olson's penis? Like,
it was
like,
worse.
Old people's fucking genitals are, like, the worst thing I can ever think about.
It is the worst thing.
Like,
I am so upset that I'm aging.
Like, just enjoy right now, JJ, while you have fucking young dick. You know, fucking give that dick to all the girls you can. You know, just be like, yo, check out this crazy shit.
But use condoms, please.
Don't use condoms. Don't even listen to these bitches.
Oh, my God.
No. Don't use them.
You want to use condoms.
Pull out. Come on their face.
You don't want herpes.
You don't want herpes.
Go for the ass. Just go anal.
No, I don't pick musty girls.
Musty girls.
You're like, ew, gross, must.
Yeah, true.
And then, like, fucking 20 years down the road, you'll be in, like, Vegas fucking, you know, eating a fat hooker off of a toilet. Like where did my life go wrong?
That's what he's going to do when we go to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That's what he's
going to
do.
Y'all are going to Las Vegas.
He wants to go to a strip club.
Why do you call it Las Vegas like a dork?
Just say Vegas.
JJ already knows. He's fucking young. Already knows.
I like saying Las Vegas.
She's like... She sings a whole song, too. She's like, Viva Las Vegas. Vegas.
You don't just say Angeles. It's Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's L.A., you fucking dork.
I am not a dork.
I call it L.A., too.
Yeah, fucking...
Why would you make
There's certain words you just don't fucking simplify. Like, you don't call our town like Coe Springs.
That's how you write it on a letter.
No, you call it Colorado Springs. And you don't write a letter. When was the last time you wrote a letter?
I have to handwrite thank you letters to clients on a daily basis because I have the prettiest handwriting in the clinic.
Ew. I want to write thank you letters to any of them.
I don't want to either.
I'm like, stop. Like,
but it's also flattering to be told on a daily basis that my handwriting is very pretty.
Yeah, mine is not. Like, do you see this shit?
Yeah, it's
like,
chicken scratch. Babe, my print is as bad as yours. It's because no one taught me how to print. I was just taught cursive. No one taught me how to print.
Really?
Yeah.
My handwriting's bad.
Yeah, all dudes' handwriting is bad. It's not supposed to be good.
Because you don't practice.
No.
Good handwriting takes effort.
They don't learn cursive anymore in school.
Oh, I know cursive real well. I
do too, but like now they're not learning it to kids no more.
Which is so sad. It's
they're
so
not
pretty.
Learning it to kids.
They're not teaching it to children any longer.
Hey, my bad.
It's a California education. It's fine.
I've been teaching it. No, that's everywhere they're not teaching you.
Yeah, no, like, I remember I went to boarding school fucking growing up because I was a bad kid.
Yeah.
I was horrible. So, like, I was growing up, and, like, everything we had to do it in fucking cursive. So, letter home.
Yeah, we had to do that, too. We had to do all that cursive stuff.
He went to a Christian school for a while.
Oh, dear God, I'm so sorry.
No, that was just for a semester. But that shit was still trash. I hated it.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. That was horrible. Alex knows. She's like, fuck that.
You know what? It was better than being homeschooled, though.
And no, but the kids were still pretty bad. They weren't.
Oh, no. Yeah.
They weren't good.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, they never taught her evolution. So when she had her first science class
in college. In college, I didn't learn about evolution until I was in college. It was horrifying to be realized how fucking stupid I was.
I mean, like, yeah. It, like, everyone evolves. Like, you know, I was born with, like, a little tiny penis, and then, like, it, you know, kept on evolving to get longer and longer. And now I'm at 4 inches. It's great.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, yes! I am the fucking best.
Sad. I think Alex. I don't think 4 inches.
Of course, it's longer than that. I wouldn't put up with all this if it was for a tiny dick.
She's all over here, like, questioning.
Oh, she's like, you know, but why? For real? Why did he have to buy that big ass dildo?
Yeah.
He's like, man, maybe he does use that shit. Maybe they just turn off the lights. He just blindfolds her, and he's like, "Yeah."
Oh my god!
Like that's what you have to live up to, JJ. Sorry.
Some Reddit stories about that. How the men wear like extenders and shit.
Yeah, dick extenders are a real fucking thing.
Yeah.
Trust me. Like,
I've never heard of that.
Have you ever been to a sex store yet?
I have.
He's 16.
I have.
You're 16?
When I was young as fuck.
I thought you were like 17.
I have right now. I mean, not right now, but I have recently, like, Spencer's.
Yeah, Spencer's ain't a sex store. Spencer's is a gift store.
I don't go to fucking sex stores. I don't go to sex stores.
Spencer's is still a bad fucking
store. Yeah, Spencer's is like, you can go to the back and get posters of bad bitches.
There's, like, fucking weird shit like that.
Oh, yeah, no, they're like...
Yeah, there is, I swear.
You know that little back corner in Spencer's? Yeah, that's all a sex store is, but more. Like, there's some crazy shit. There's, like, fucking
shit. Fuck, I don't even want to know. That shit
is
crazy.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Nah, I know. I've seen some shit like that.
Little pocket pussy you have?
Oh, I already know.
No, don't get the lampshade. No, don't get the lampshade.
It's up in my room. But
it's up in your room?
He said it's up in my room.
It's up in my room. Right next to my bed, too.
Hey, true.
Just... You know, it's growing cheese right now. It's fine.
I'm sure there's an earwig colony in there right now.
So it's like an actual.
Like, yeah, I know. I've seen
like,
one.
It's like the back end of like the back end of a girl.
It's
like with the ass and the fucking put, but the ass is like all blown up.
I've seen one of those too.
Yeah, like I fucking shoved that
like
fucking
pranks
thing.
Pranks and shit like that.
Yeah, he was able to shove that thing in it.
Yeah,
the novelty
like now the
it
ass is like this.
To watch.
Now it has like a prison ass.
That?
Yeah,
you're talking about that.
Yeah,
yeah. My dick ain't going in there because
crazy.
like there's dirt in there. It's like a fucking homeless pussy.
Ew. Oh my god. Ew, that's gross. Disgusting.
Yeah, like Courtney wanted to bring JJ in here. Now he's learning stuff. He's becoming a man. He's gonna go back to school and fucking have a whole bunch of knowledge to drop on these little fucking kids. And be like,
no, they're not that little.
He's like, yo, so what you do, you know, if you want to get a girl, you fucking tell her you're gonna eat her pussy real good. And then, you know, fucking, you know, get your chin in there, fucking, you know, tongue her fucking clit. And then after like 10 minutes, you know, she's super fucking wet and you just slide your dick in there. Or what you do, like, this is how, like, I still first fucked her because, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. JJ's here for this.
JJ's here for these.
Yeah. So, like, you know.
Oh, my God. You're not actually going to.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She said.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Tell that story.
Okay, so. So. Pretty much, like, I would, like, you know, go between her thighs and get, like, a thigh job, you know, fool around.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she was, like, Christian, you know, but I was, like, Christian. Because I was breaking her oven. I'm like, get out of that. Get God out of there. Throw him to the ground.
Yeah, and now doing that.
She's fucking atheist.
And so, like, I'd go from behind and, like, fucking get, like, that fucking.
So are you, huh?
Yeah.
Get that thigh job. And then, like, I, like, reposition and go, boom, right up in there. Oh, I'm like, man, this could either, like, turn into a rape charge or fucking, you know, something charge. Awesome. I'm like, boom. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's going good. I already knew she was wet because I fucking put in the work. I knew it. And, yeah, so I'm like, boom. And then I got to smash anytime I wanted. I just pulled out.
Oh, my God.
Just pulled out, came this on her back.
Because you're a gentleman, thank you.
Yeah, like back when I was 18, I can like fucking, you know, come from the hip and hit her in the face.
What the fuck?
Oh, he got you in the face?
Oh, Courtney, it got in my hair. It was awful.
Hey, oh, my yeah. God.
Yeah, I mean, Jade, like, Courtney.
I wouldn't mind if it's on my boobs.
But
just,
it was.
I don't like the face.
It was just.
Hear that, face. JJ? They like them on the tits.
Yeah.
So he's like, just pull out.
Nah, I know.
Never get in her hair. It's just the worst thing you could possibly do.
If you hate a bitch and you don't want to break up with her, come right in her hair. Yeah. The entire fucking load. Just bring. And like right before school. Like, you know, hit her up before school.
right before school.
And so she has like tough. Fucking walk and it won't come out in fucking one washing. So she'll have to wear a hat all day. And like the class will be like, miss, you need to take off your hat. You know?
Oh, no.
And like it's even better, like it's even worse for her if she's like black. So it's like, Kamisha, you need to take off your hat. Kamisha. And it's like I can't. JJ came in my hair this morning like a fucking mug. I hate his ass. Oh, we done. This motherfucker came in my hat? Hell nah.
Oh my God. I just remember that one story of
the one story when you went to Walmart, church. Stole some shit, and got cum in your hair?
No. So, Alex, you had a roommate, and...
Yeah, your fucking mic's off again.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I told you.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Anyway, Alex told me the story about how your roommate had, like, was really Christian.
Desiree.
Yeah.
Desiree. She, like, heard you guys having sex.
Isn't fucking...
interrupted Desiree. You and kept on trying to get your parents' phone number so she could tell on you.
Yeah.
What a snitch.
I told her to switch your face. You can call my parents because I was like, there's no way in hell she's going to do that. And I didn't expect her to, like, actually reach out to your mom to try to get...
She reached out to my mom Desiree. And asked her for
hey, that's
Alex's parents' phone number. My mom said no.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Like, hands down, that is the most kindest thing your mother has ever done for me.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, it's none of her business.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, you were 18.
Yeah, she was just fucking jealous that I was getting it better.
Yeah.
She's just like, man, this woman's getting some fucking, you know, dick. Oh. I want some dick.
Yeah. Hey, hold on. That's funny. I think I know which one you're talking about, too.
Yeah. The blonde.
In Placerville.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, shit. Placerville. You've been to Placerville before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Babe, it's a small-ass world.
It's a small ass world.
I don't know why anyone would just go to fucking Placerville. Like, you know, people be like, where are you from? I'm like, Placerville. And they get like a dumb look on their face. I'm like, Folsom. I'm like, oh yeah, I know where that's at. I listen to Johnny Cash. I'm like, and now motherfuckers are getting canceled, you know, for some dumb bullshit. Johnny Cash killed his brother.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, with a saw.
He cut his brother in half.
With a saw. Oh,
that's, when? That's
insane. It was a high speed drill, the spinny ones that are the
it was a
ones?
Table saw. That's like some the one
psychopath
I have.
Shit.
Well, like, it was an accident.
It was an accident.
Yeah, oh. Jay was like, oh no. He's a psycho. I can't like his music no more. He's already dead though, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
But yeah, no, he killed his fucking brother. That's why what's that fucking one movie? Walk Hard, Dewey Cox story. When he cuts his brother in half with a machete. That's what that's referring to. Is the time when Johnny Cash fucking killed his brother by sawing him in half.
Damn, that's crazy.
You cut me in half, Dewey? I don't think I'm gonna do so well. Courtney's like giving me like this blank ass look back. What the fuck is the Dewey Cox story?
Okay, I've only seen the actual movie, not the one you're talking Courtney. About, but I know enough to get the reference.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're, like, playing with machetes, and, like, he, like, cuts his brother in half.
Can you do that with a machete, though?
I mean, yeah.
I feel Mexicans like it would take more than one hit.
Oh, yeah, it would take more than one hit.
Yeah, I mean, like, that shit would hurt. You should see what they did to Gaddafi, then.
I don't know who that is.
He is a fucking dictator.
He was a dictator?
That got a fucking machete shoved up his ass.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So he was an ass taker?
Well, I mean, they took his ass for sure.
They took his
ass. Oh,
my God. That's fucking horrible. But I do have to give a fucking big shout out to the fucking cops who let Chadwick fucking die of natural causes. Good job, police officers, for letting a black man die of natural causes.
Chadwick.
Chadwick Boseman, the fucking Black Panther guy.
Oh, then yeah. He can just die.
Yeah, Wakanda forever. That fucking dude. The Black Panther. The actual Black Panther. You know, the fucking charming looking brother. The one you'd want to get dicked down by.
You never watched Black Panther, but you watch Frozen.
Yeah,
I've watched Black Panther before, but which one are you talking about?
There's one Black Panther. There's literally.
So the one that actually plays
she's
the
talking,
Black
she
Panther.
Thinks, she thinks the pink one it is. She's talking
she's
about
like,
the pink
like
Panther.
The pink Panther. He's like, da-dum, 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 da-dum.
Oh, my God. No, but it's the main character.
Yeah, the main fucking character, the Black Panther.
Why did he die?
How do you not know?
Ass cancer.
You have a phone and you are correct.
It was ass cancer.
Ass cancer. Yep, he died from ass cancer.
Damn, that sucks, honestly.
Where is your phone?
I left it so I wasn't on it.
Oh my God.
So I wasn't on it.
You better know my passcode because I'm not saying it out loud on the podcast.
It's 1234, but...
It is not. It is an amalgamation of my three... Or actually, my 1, 2, 3, and 4 favorite number. Right.
You know what the worst part about being fat is?
What?
Is scientists found out that you have a 50% higher chance of dying from COVID if you're a fat person.
Well, of course.
So America is just completely fucked.
Yeah.
We're fucked.
Yeah, that's why we're all going to die.
People are dying.
Weed people.
Is that just based, is that just based off statistic?
No, it's someone from like Saudi Arabia... And, like, North Carolina. I don't know why it's, like, weird plate people from, like, North Carolina. It's like, North Carolina did a story. I'm like, I don't trust anything those fucking people say.
Yeah.
But they're like, fat people are going to die. I'm like, I believe it.
I mean, would it be a bad thing? The whole point of this is that as many need to die as possible.
Now I'm fucking worried because I'm a fat piece of shit. Like, that's why I wear dark clothes and
baggy
shirt. Babe,
I'm fat
shirt.
Like you, so we'll die together. Oh, it'll man. Be so romantic.
No, you better die before me, bitch.
Well, of course I'm dying first.
I mean, you're gonna, because, like...
You're gonna be, like, 5 minutes after me. So, long enough for you to feel pain, but not long enough for you to kill somebody.
Yeah, like, 5 minutes. Like, I take my gun to my head. I'm like, I can't live without her. I'm like, wait. Yeah, I can. Just put the gun down. Like, there's way more pussies in the world.
Way more.
I'm free. I don't have to pay for this bitch no more. Hell yeah. I'm like...
Look how much more money you'll have.
I'm like, I go up. I'm like, I'd like to cash out on my life insurance policy, please.
Yeah.
And they're like... Okay, for your wife, you get $10,000. Nice. Here you go. And like the funeral home's
I'll
like,
I'll pay off all my debt for you.
The funeral home's like $12,000, please.
Why are you putting me to? No. You know exactly how I want my care of remains to be.
I'm just gonna probably throw you in the ocean. I'm gonna,
littering.
We can DeBernays you right to the fucking ocean and just throw you into like, I was like, you know, cut your arm, like let you bleed in the ocean. Honestly, to like the sharks. Most
cost effective way to do it is to just cremate you.
Yeah.
No, the most cost effective way is just bury you in the middle of a field.
That's illegal.
But, I mean, that's illegal.
Oh no, illegal. When you're all on drugs.
I know.
You're talking about illegal shit while you're all on drugs.
Yes. Well, no, Courtney's sober, poor thing.
I know.
Courtney's never sober.
No, she is, unfortunately.
Sober, unfortunately, right now.
You lost your mic.
I did.
There you go.
Sorry. I keep on, like, not gripping it tight enough.
That's what she said.
Just, I mean, you know, have that good grip technique, Courtney. Like,
Double fist it.
I'm going to have to, like, teach you, like, how to, like, fucking...
Double fist it.
Really? Dude, Courtney's gonna like be going to LA and getting dick down. Like, she's gonna have a train ran on her by black guys.
Oh my god. LA.
She's gonna go you're gonna be at a Mandingo party for sure.
Mandingo.
Yeah. Fucking big black men fucking running a train on your ass, just like one after the other. And then like one at each side, you have to like, you know, suck their dicks and give them hand jobs. It's been crazy.
That sounds like you really have to focus on, like, everything.
I mean, she's going to fucking focus on them. I mean, they're fucking easy. They're big. They're like tree trunks. They're like, ugh. Like, big-ass branches. I think
quite easy.
And, like, the fucking second they come, you can know because, like, you know, it's a different color now. It's a fucking stretch. Like, you know, white, you know, white and black. You know, it's like, psh. It's like, okay, that cock's done. Get it out of here. And, like, you know, like, wipe some cum on it real quick and just be like, yep, that ashy dick. Get it out of here.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, you know, after she's done, she's, like, you know, still white and just covered in white. And so, like, no one knows. She goes to Walmart just covered in black men's cum. She's like, that woman smells like the ocean. Are you a fisherman, ma'am?
She's all fucking laughing.
Yeah, because she knows it's going to happen. Yeah, she's going to call my wife one day. She's like, yeah, the train.
Amazing.
The train happened. I'm going to do it again. It's gonna be a week. It's gonna be a weekly thing. It's on my OnlyFans now.
Fucking OnlyFans.
Like, I swear to God, like Courtney's gonna like buy me a house, like just based on her OnlyFans. Like, yeah, I make $1 million a fucking month. Here, I'll buy you a house. It's fine.
Subscribe
to my OnlyFans. I get a train ran on me weekly. You know, we have competitions.
You could post that shit on there.
You can post whatever the fuck you want on OnlyFans.
I've never been on the OnlyFans.
You're too young.
Nah, I know what it is, though. Like, I know what that shit is. I just never
wanted to go. I mean,
quite
honestly, probably top on Pornhub and get it for fucking free.
I wouldn't hop on Pornhub. I'll just...
Look at Jay being like, yeah, I don't go to porn. I don't look at porn, man. I live a good Christian life. I walk with Lord over here. Hey,
No, oh my God. I have a girlfriend and all that.
Yeah, she, you know.
Sure.
He fucking just does whatever she says. She's like, don't look at porn, okay? And he's like, okay, because, you know, he realizes that, you know, she's a real fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Like, I've looked at porn on this fucking podcast in front of both of them. I'm like, yo, check out this. You know, fucking, like, there's
an episode. Oh, the dick cheese. No.
Yeah, it's Asian.
No.
Like, Courtney, like, asked to see the fucking video because I was talking about a video about Asian dick cheese where a fucking chick sucks a dick with Asian dick cheese in it. And you can hear her gag in the fucking podcast. It's great.
That's gross.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, you just, like, see her, like.
Oh, my God. I have to show him now.
No. Dude,
nah, don't show him. Me.
JJ don't want to see it.
Yeah, I don't want to see.
Don't even look it up. Just close your fucking eyes, JJ. It ain't that hard. You're already stoned. It's like just a couple more millimeters. Just like, there we go. Oh, like, he came in here walking in. I'm like, is he Asian? I don't know.
Asian dick cheese.
Ew. Ew, you voice searched that?
God damn, Google has your voice.
Come up. It, Google has it put East on or whatever.
Just stop looking for it. And
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, just stop looking
for it. Yeah, like, Courtney just wants, like, look at it so she can beat off later. She's like, mm-hmm. put that in my spank bank.
Spank bank.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
no. Jay, he already said he don't want to see it.
Come on,
that's
look, a look, look, look.
That's a grody. Why is she doing
man.
That?
Man. You hear that? Fucking. Jay just called you nigga.
Oh my God.
He's like, nigga, I don't want to see that shit.
Ew, I don't want to see this anymore.
Okay, well, then. Okay, well, cancel. Close out of it before you give it back to me.
Okay.
Fucking the FBI has got your number now. Let me see. Yeah. They have you sitting in a room just like, just play Asian dick cheese on a fucking mic. Remember this? And it's like, oh, God damn it.
Grody.
What are you doing?
Stop fucking looking at other shit. My God.
What's so funny?
I still like, I didn't go over like half my fucking notes in this episode.
Yeah.
I still have the fucking best. Like, I fucking, you know, because I've been doing the worst, Jay. And, like, just, yeah. like, the worst fucking things, like, when you stub your fucking toe in the middle of the night trying to get, like, a glass of water. And so we've just been going over that. But now I have a new one called The Best. And,
the
you know.
The Best.
And now Jay can, you know, fucking sit here and agree with this. You know, The Best. When a girl lets you smash and she's on birth control.
Duh. I mean, isn't that like this regular?
Like, you just like fill her right up to the brim. Just be like, yeah, cream pie that shit.
Oh,
yeah,
that's what you mean.
Yeah, I
mean,
just okay. Like, yeah, get it, girl.
Look up. She's fucking what? Over here doing this. She's
yeah.
over
see,
here on
see,
porn.
this is why I say no. that she's looking
hey,
at porn.
I know, I can see now.
Oh my God, well, you know what? You know what? At least it wasn't more dick cheese, so I guess I'm happy.
Oh my God.
Another fucking best is when you find $20 while doing laundry.
Yes. That is such a good feeling.
It's like, you know, you fucking go in your pocket, like, yeah, fucking $20.
I wish.
Yeah. Do you have your license yet, Jay?
Nah.
Damn.
Not yet. Ew, don't even
see,
fucking.
See, you can just hear her fucking gagging over there. You know, she just wishes.
Even without her mic, you can hear it.
Like, you know.
Hey, if her mic worked.
Her
mic works, right?
I mean, sort of. I just need to buy a new cord. There was a reason why I was in that cabinet.
There was a reason why I was in that cabinet. Oh my God.
Yeah, Courtney's over here like, I can handle it. And it's like the entire podcast is like, it, you know, like cutting
is
out.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. You don't even have headphones, you know, on. Like, there's some behind you, but it's too late for that. No, don't.
I can just hear anyways.
Yeah, like, headphones aren't necessary at all.
They're not?
No.
You
pretty
just
much
hear everyone's voice.
Yeah,
you
like, legitimately, the reason I wear headphones is so I can hear shit
so
like
you know
Courtney's fucking mic cutting out.
Okay.
That's it. Like, so, technically, I'm the only one that needs them, but that way, like, if you're, like, too far away from your mic, I can tell, or if you're too close or you're too hot.
Yeah. No, he adjusts the sound for us.
But another, you know, the best is when you get all green lights on the road home. Not on the road to work. I mean, that sucks balls because you get to work too early and it's like, fuck. But on the way home, you just get all fucking green lights. It's boom. And you don't have to stop for shit. Hell yeah. The fucking best. Another one, when you can afford expensive sheets for your bed.
All sheets are expensive. So,
the worst is when you fucking get cum on them. It's like, oh, God damn it. Just blow a load on your fucking sheets. It's like, shit.
No, it's sheet.
Sheet. You skied on your sheets.
I've stained mine. Seriously? Like this?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Courtney stains her sheets with cum.
Yeah. Quite honestly, I stained my bed.
She's a gusher.
I am.
Yeah, and that like
gusher.
Fucking
it's so sad.
Fucking destroyed my favorite 90s snack.
Snack.
Oh my God.
She's like, I remember gushers. You know, I ate too many gushers and I became a gusher.
I didn't really eat any gushers at all.
Don't even lie to me. You don't have to lie to kick it. She's over here. I didn't eat no Gushers. Fruit by the Foot was my shit. Especially the ones with the tattoos on them. Boom. I look like a bad bitch with a fucking fake tattoo.
Like, we chose the cheapest ones. So Gushers was never on the list.
You would know.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up a single boy with a fucking Mexican mother. She beat the shit out of me, but she got me Gushers. That's how I knew she loved me.
She loved you.
I mean, sort of. I mean, she tried her best. I mean, I give her, you know, down low high five. I'm like, yeah, come here, bitch. You did good.
She's a freak.
Yeah,
that's
fucking
how I handed it to you last time.
Okay, we're just going to close Safari, so it has to restart.
Yeah, she's like, delete.
No, it'll open to the same one.
She's like,
it doesn't.
She takes
close.
It up and like throws it in the blender. She's like, okay, this is.
Wait, why didn't you go into private mode?
Hey, that's all up on your history.
Courtney, what the fuck?
Well, you knew what I was looking up.
I assumed you would be a responsible adult and use private mode.
Responsible adult.
Adult.
That doesn't hide it.
I am high. Do not mock my diction.
My diction.
Diction. Seriously.
My God, these fucking women.
No respect, she didn't use private mode.
Yeah, who cares?
No, that's like the time when my brother watched porn on my grandparents' computer and left it up for them to find.
Seriously?
Trust
like,
me.
My
like,
brother's stupid.
I was so embarrassed.
You blow your fucking load and you fall asleep. I'm sure you're just like sitting there with this dick out and hand, dick in hand, just you know taking a nap in the office chair, but like, oh shit, oh no, no.
You know what's even worse is it was an open loft with no doors, so it was completely visible.
Alex, quite honestly, you were out in the middle of nowhere. There was no way he was gonna be able to do it at home. So,
but
he
could have deleted it.
Do you know
how
he?
The middle of nowhere.
I'm so old, I had porno mags.
I had to, like, wait forever for porn to download.
No, I just got straight porn mags.
You
and, like, they'd have, like, these little pamphlets that had, like, you know, previews of Falcon magazines that they'd mail out to people. And I'm like, yeah, just, like, flip through that. I'm like, yeah, fucking tits. Like, they'd be starred out, but, like, on the cover, but, like, inside you'd, like, see, like, open gashes and, like, women are, like, spreading their fucking pussies.
Whoa.
I'm like...
Ew.
And then, like, you know, like, porn, like...
That's what's up on yours.
Of course it is.
It's so disgusting. It's gapping.
It's called gaping, but,
you
know.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Courtney, Gap is where you go shopping.
Gapping. It's like when you spend a day at the Gap and you become gay by the end of it.
Yes. Gap. Fuck,
it's like,
I never shop there.
It's like, I'm going to go to the Banana Republic next. Yay.
Oh, my God.
Forever 21 after this. And then Claire's skit piercings.
Okay, don't mock me.
Yeah, because that's like an average day for any fucking California girl. Dumb basic bitches, and then Starbucks for the end of the day.
I miss Starbucks.
Yeah, Alex.
Just a little.
Ha ha, bitch. You can't hear me now, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good.
You see how you're cutting out, though. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I mean, eventually I'm going to get a fucking another mic and good XLR. Like, this one is a good XLR cable. It's an expensive one. Spent money on it. These microphones are all $100 a pop.
Damn.
Hi. There's a stranger in
my
room. You sure?
Yeah, fucking my wife's cat wants in. Yeah. Yeah, he's a little fucking bitch.
It's a he.
He's a pussy.
Fuck. But yeah, oh shit, we're even at the end of the episode. You know, sorry, Hank. I know you have fucking ADHD and you can't listen to shit more than an hour. Why you can't fucking keep a relationship.
Wait, he already broke up with his baby mama?
Oh, I'm assuming it's gonna happen sooner or later.
That's tough.
Yeah, you know, like especially when children come and talk to you and they're like, "Did you know that dogs are brown?" It's like, oh, shoot, shut the fuck up. I just want to hit you. Yeah, I know this basic fucking information. I've been alive 10 times longer than you. And you just hit the kid, and, like, the parents get upset at you. It's like, this is a baby shower. And it's like, yeah, your fucking kid was being annoying. It's unborn. It's like, yeah, it's never going to be born now. I hit pretty hard.
Sorry.
She like cut out in the middle of her laugh. She's out here doing her like Mandark laugh. I'm like, ha 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 ha. And
yeah, because usually I laugh like a fucking witch. It's like an evil bitch cackle.
It's a bitch.
A bitch.
Oh my goodness.
But thank you all for listening. If you hung in there, good for you.
Do you think it was worth it, though?
Do you think like people that listen to this? I'm sure they're just content moderators, just you know, making sure that I don't say anything fucked up in them. And I say only fucked up stuff, so they're like, oh, it's another. Just delete it. It's fine. Just get it out of here. He only says fucked up shit. It's worse than Howard Stern. Just shoo. Howard Stern was a shock jock from
to remember. If you give me enough time.
He has a Jew hair. And,
Jew hair?
Jew hair. Have you not seen it? Do you not know who Howard Stern is? He was in America's Got Talent or whatever, the singing one. American Idol.
Your mom watches that shit all the time.
She knows who Howard Stern is.
Probably.
Call her up. Be like, Mom, who is Howard Stern? She's like, your actual dad. It's like, what? It's like, I don't have a retarded fucking, lobster claw dad. It's like, no.
Oh, no.
You have a rich dad. Sorry for not telling you earlier.
Well, my dad was rich. He just spent all the money
on cigarettes and porn.
Probably.
He got a Brazzers fucking subscription.
How did he even, waste all of that money?
Yeah, I don't know.
Fucking sex lines.
I really wonder.
Yeah, he was really stupid.
Prostitutes come over and suck his dick. Make him feel better.
I feel like he would be something.
He's like, I have a broken back. Can you come over and suck my dick? Yeah, $50. And it comes over, you're disabled. Ew.
A lot of it could have gone towards medical bills and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, whatever. You're not going to get anything when your dad dies. Just know that.
Yeah.
Does he have that house?
No.
No.
That's not his house.
That's not his house.
Whose house is that?
It's my grandma's.
But that's your great-grandma's house.
Hey, so what does that mean?
That means nothing for you.
Oh,
nothing.
No, mommy.
No, my dad has to, if my grandma dies, he has to get out within 60 days. Because she did a reverse finance.
She didn't even, leave him nothing?
No.
Yeah, what a bitch, right?
Damn, that's fucked.
Quite honestly.
So hopefully she dies before he gets married and then, he gets to.
Oh, my goodness.
Before she's married.
There's a girl that's he knew when they were younger and he hasn't seen her for 30 years.
And now she let herself go.
Keeps on
and
coming on to him and stuff. It's really weird.
Let her suck the dick.
I know, right? I was like, what the fuck are you thinking, Dad?
But yeah, thank y'all for listening. And we'll be back next week for some more dumb bullshit. This was just a guest appearance by JJ.
The jet plane.
The jet plane.
Oh my. Oh my God.
So thank you, JJ, for jumping in here.
Yeah.
And say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.